Thank you for joining Brother Freedom and I on this afternoon. The Lord is going to speak through Brother Freedom in a mighty way.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, come see, hallelujah, under the machine, hallelujah. Oh, come a sunder, a machine, come a sunder, a shimmer, under the machine, come a under the machine, hallelujah. Lord, your spirit's almost nowhere. You're real. I want to let you know that my heart's heavy for young people. I seen a little kid Sunday that just loved me to death. And I went to see me one time. They were being starved. They're starved. And the Spirit of God touched them when they was with, that's what it was. And they liked it. I mean, they come and sit right next to me. And they just kept, it was just like a, I don't want to see them maybe 20 minutes. But God's, that's the power of the anointing, is something that it reaches out and it satisfies. It totally touches the hearts of people that will come. But Satan knows, as long as he can keep their minds clouded and blinded toward that glorious, he's going to do everything in the world to keep, make it happen. And we as God's people should be big enough to understand God's got a plan. It's forever and ever. Satan's plan is a plan to kill you, destroy you. And we should get in our head very early in our spiritual life. He's out for, he don't care what he does. He'll ruin your reputation. He'll ruin everything about you. He'll destroy you and then laugh at you through eternity. But the Spirit of God's here to be alive. But the Spirit of God, I would venture to say, is not being moved in miles, miles, miles. It's terrible. There's no touch. There is no touch from God. See, one accepts God. God expects everybody to sort of be where I'm at a little bit. But we've followed man up to this point. And yours truly, that's the only thing that I had. I knew that I was going to follow God, and I didn't follow man. And that's what everybody was supposed to do. But we were all followers. When I was in the Christian church, it was to follow. Follow what my grandpa did. And that's what that knew. That there was no newness life. There was no any man being in that creation, that new power, that new resurrection life. But God has touched mankind by his mighty spirit. He's clothed them to live in a country that's been wealth and very few problems. But I'll tell you, it's right now, things are going to start happening in this land. It's going to be beyond imagination. You're going to see earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, problem at fires, floods, and they're going to get worse and worse and worse. They're already on Washington, D.C. about every few days they're there. Where Washington, D.C. goes, the whole nation goes. That's where it works out of. God is in the business of saving souls. He bought us all with his price, the love of his son, the precious gift that he gave. And yet we take it so lightly. Oh, it's just a normal occasion. And they just prance around like a lot of little school kids. God's deep. Salvation is beyond description. You can't understand how big it is. Being in the presence of God is fullness of joy, in his right hand, pleasures evermore. The world does not have this. No one has it but our eternal God. He has a supply that touches the little one, the lamest, and whatever you are in life, he'll touch you, redeem you, and save you, and forgive you, and give you a new start, a new direction, and a new walk in holiness with God. Our leaders have said, well, nobody can walk holy. But the Bible plainly says, without holiness, no man shall see or please God. That's very serious. It's not a joking thing. I've been to churches and joked about it. Broke my heart. Last one then, doing that, I got up and left. They didn't like it, but I could not stand it. I could feel the unction of my Holy Ghost being trampled on. Using it as a rag, as a doormat. And the Holy Ghost is not a doormat. He wants to live within you. We're supposed to be the temple of the Holy Spirit. Without that living spirit within us, we become very destitute. We come like a moth leaving the east for dead bodies. You sleep there for a few years, cobwebs come there, and just gets out, just as, it's dead as dead as dead. I went to church service this week. It was dead, dead, dead. I didn't know anything any deader, but that's dead. But the little children, oh, a precious name, they need something. The children of this world need something marvelous. We got a message, and God is the answer. He is an answer, and the world don't look for it. They're looking for plans. The deacon's going to serve. The deacons. I'll tell you, Jesus Christ is the one that serves us. You can take those old cold sermons out here and pass them out to deacons, and all you got is deacon mess. It's not even mentionable. Deacons, we asked for the early church for to serve, but that's what the Holy Spirit has called all men to come in the service of Jesus Christ, to bring us into the perfection. Without it, we're failures. But I would say, after I've lived about the last week now, mankind has really hurt himself, because mankind is not even trying. They think they got something that's so, that God cannot live without them, and they're so, they're, it's a really privilege because they're out as Superman, and they're nothing. God is strictly the answer, lest we become a castaway. Also, that we not be so high-minded, that we lose fact that we have to be moved upon by the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit of God that motivates us, that corrects us, that gives that joy. There's no other joy, that door of peace, like the power of the Spirit of God. God's here to enable you. He's here to perfect you. It's up to you to choose it and then strive for it. You're actually supposed to seek it. Joel says, multitudes in the valley of decision. And that's what I felt this morning. There's multitudes in the valley of decision. They don't know it. They think they're all right, but they're not in the right place. God's got a city called the City of Holiness, a way that the transgressor cannot enter in. The sinners cannot come in. Backsliders cannot come in. But the redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, brings into that place that we can come in, the holiest of holy, and praising God, and worship, and thank God, the glory could be in your life. Without it, you're just playing. And you're playing right in the hands of Satan. He's loving every minute you're out there, and you've got a form, and you call it the certain place, but there's no spirit at all in the service. None. Zero. It's heavy. The Lord showed me this 40 years ago. How it was going to be in the last hour. It's come to pass. Worse, I think, than he showed me. I couldn't believe it's getting this bad. There's no bond in straight lips. There's forked lips, forked tongues. They're everywhere. They lie. They cheat. But if you tell the truth, very few really tell the truth. The Bible says, for the truth shall set you free. Without the truth, we cannot walk upright before the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to come in and examine ourselves daily, searching that we might be accountable at that day. For that day is coming, and the thief of the night, he's coming, just like the wasn't day of days of Noah, shall it be. And truly, in the days of Noah, it's coming to me by the Spirit of God. But I know in that time, it's like it is now. It said they were given in marriage, and taking on drink and all those other things that go with it. Must have been a lot of loose living. But look at the loose living that we're living in. There's corrupt living every place you go. It's dangerous living. Going to the extremes of life. You can't even think these things out and come up with what you act. It's Satan's there, putting there your heart, and you're acting on one of the imprints he gives in your heart, that you might be so wayward that you're backwards to everything that's godly. And we as God's people need to be forward in the Spirit, attacking straight ahead with the love of God, with the power, the unction in the heart that's able to defeat the effects of darkness, to set free, that they might have a new heart, a new direction, new straightness in life, that they might be an overcomer. But unless the people want it, you're going to get what you want. I wish you could hear this message. That's all in the world today, because if you don't get it, there's these fancy preachers that tell you a lot of good things. It's not reality. If you search the Bible out, the Bible's true. It says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. God didn't give this word to have just any man's interpretation. It's moved on the holy man of old. It's still the same by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives interpretation. The Holy Spirit gives direction. The Holy Spirit gives guidance, direction. All these areas come through the Holy Spirit of God. And we tell everybody we don't need the Holy Spirit in our church because we know exactly what we need. One thing you don't know where you're headed. Because if you knew where you're headed, you'd be stuck right now and you'd say, whoa, 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 I don't want this. No, you're going, great collisions coming very shortly. You're going to slide and slide and slide and you're going to be able to stop. Your momentum is carrying you down to a place that you cannot find no way of escape. Jesus Christ has paid His, give us life, oh, by the precious blood of Jesus. At this day, there might be sanctification in the saints. The saints would walk in holiness. The saints would walk in ability. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, being set free from the powers of darkness. Oh, illuminated by the becoming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might walk in perfection, not in the ways of the world. But the church now is walking in the ways of the world. They don't think about perfection. They think it's impossible. And they've got it totally backwards. What a mess. What a mess. I tell you, it's a mess. The Lord Jesus Christ paid it full on that cross that day for you and me. I thought about myself that He paid for the debt that He did not owe and He made it where I could be set free. I have been so foolish myself and I know it and I search every day to come in that place that I might walk pleasing unto Him. But I see these others that don't even think of it. When they preach, it's not even nothing about the gospel. It's not some old thing that's not even worth hell of beans. See, in eternity, you're going to have a long time to think about it. You're going to have a lot of time to think about what's going on. You're going to live this day and say, boy, if I just could have changed that, boy, what can a man pay for a soul? There's no way it's been paid in full. Only thing you do have to come in and search your heart and let Jesus come in your heart and He will save you. He will save you. He will make you ever with whole. And praise God, He is the answer. Oh, not any of these Buddha, all these imitation gods, they're nothing. But the God of God is the God of God. He's the God forever. He is the eternal Father of all things. He made all, is all, and He still knows all. And we're complete in Him. He brings us through to the perfection. He moves upon us by His mighty hand. You know, this world's getting very shaky. The world's like I am. I'm getting shaky. It's my existence is rapidly getting worse and worse. But this world's the same way. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Sin abound. There's sin every place you look. Righteousness exalteth a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness exalteth a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. It says, therefore come out from among it and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I shall receive you. That's what He's saying right now. He says, oh, you come to me, I'm going to receive you, and I'll be a father unto you. You'll be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us therefore cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. That's all filthiness of the perfecting holiness in the fear of God. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. In Revelations, it says, the fearful, unbelieving, they're fearful, and the unbelieving. And when you know you're away from God, that's where you are. You're fearful, because if you see what I see, you'd be on your knees praying, seeking God. Oh, you'd pray that God would save you, change you, right now. Because those flames are getting up and up and up. And those flames are going to devour you one day, and there'll be no return. They're coming up at you now, but you don't feel it. But when that day comes, you'll yell, you'll scream, it'll be terrible. God is truly the answer. I plead with everyone in my voice that you search for God. You strive, you read that word of God. Call upon Him. Pray, seek Him in a very special way. Because man has played the part of fools. They try to tell people you don't really need anything. You just come to and take a membership in our church and that's all. But that does not say that. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believe in Him should not perish. A lot of people perish in what they're given. Because the gift of God is free, it's powerful, it's wonderful. It touches you from the very crown of your head, the very sole of your feet. It gives you a purpose in living for Jesus Christ. Oh, praise you, the Lord. Glory to God. God's here to help you. I can see the things, the bondages has you bound. And I'll tell you out there, you need to be set free this day. Whom the Lord set free is free indeed. We're more than conquerors through Him, through Jesus Christ who loves us. It says, I am persuaded neither life nor death nor angels, principalities, things present, neither height nor depth nor any other creature should be able to separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's no man, no person, no groups can cause you to fall away from God. Nothing can be able to persuade. You need that persuasion that nothing should going to take you out of your walk with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. You need to have victory this day. You need to have a purpose. You need to surrender yourself and say, Lord, I'm sorry. If you do that, God will come in your heart. And after you confess Him and say, I'm sorry, then believe in the Lord Jesus Christ because you want an infilling of the Jesus Christ to come in your heart. It's so simple, but so hard if you want to stay away from it. And the people have made bridging up things or guarding people into reality to knowing Jesus as a personal Savior. What a mess we get in. You may not have to die, but when that day comes, you know where you're going. You're going out in eternal darkness forever and ever and ever. But God's got a blessing forever and ever and ever. Call upon Him this day. Call upon Him while it's near. And pray to Him this day. Search this day, for God's coming soon. Be ready. Be ready, you people, for God is coming soon. America is don't want to see what's going to take place. In just a few more years, lawlessness will be in all the streets. No wife, no righteous woman, there will be no place for them to hide. Things are going to happen. It's never happened before. Troublesome times are ahead of you. But the Lord says you don't have to worry about it because He's going to take you away before this happens. There's going to be tidal waves. There's going to be heartaches. Going to be suicides. There's going to be problems that no man has seen. Bible is prophecy all the way through. It's coming to pass. These volcanoes are going to blow off. God's got them all planned when there's going to be just troubles every place you look. When they all come apart at that time, where will you hide? Where will you hide? There's no place to hide. You cry, the rocks will cover you up. Well, now that brimstone and all that stuff that's coming loose, it's going to be terrible. It's not fit for mankind. That's what I'm trying to say. Jesus is coming soon. It might be today. You need to be prepared for His coming. Pray that this day not overtake you as a thief in the night. Pray. Oh, come a sheet of pray. Pray. Seek the Lord. I give all my heart in this here today. And I want you to remember this is for you this day. But if you do not take it, you're going to miss it. But this country's going to see some things that they've never, there's not going to be no money. Can you imagine this land? Can you see what we've done? We're playing on play money. And some days these other countries are going to get wind of this and they're going to know what we've done. And they're going to want restitution. There's so many areas that we're naked. We're naked in that area. We're naked in all kinds of areas. We've been playing church for so many years. You're going to have to live on what church you had. And I don't think that most of your church is not big enough to fly. You'll not even have no place to hide in because He's coming soon. Problems after problems after problems. Daniel says, a day of hardships. The prophets of old spoke about this day, a day coming. That day is near. All this waiting has been right for today. We're at the climax. We're at the point of everything to disintegrate. But Jesus has to come because in Revelation it says, He sees us, have we served Him? He's going to come in that hour before that day comes. Let's not overtake you in the thief of the night. God's here to save you. And your answer is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek Him this day and He'll bless you. God bless you all and pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. Thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen, amen, amen.
God bless you for joining us.